Early in his political career, the knock against Bill McCamley was that he never had a real job. Now, it could be argued that he and David Scrace have the two toughest jobs in the state. Scrace, the state's Secretary of Health and Human Services, is charged with helping us stay healthy. McCamley, Secretary for Workforce Solutions, is charged with helping those who've lost their job. In both cases, there's a lot of help needed. New Mexico has been more restrictive than other states in addressing the coronavirus pandemic. That's undoubtedly saved lives and reduced hospitalizations, but it's also resulted in more businesses closing and more workers losing their jobs. New Mexico's unemployment rate held steady at about 4.8% throughout 2019. By this July, when $600 weekly benefits from the Federal CARES Act were ending, it had climbed to 12.7%. The number of displaced workers seeking benefits went from an average of about 600 to 800 a week to more than 60,000 by early April, when so many calls came into the state unemployment line that they crashed the system. Each month since then has brought thousands of new displaced workers seeking benefits from a system that they've paid into for years. Our state long ago exceeded its capacity to help all of those who are deserving. McCamley told legislators during a November 24th special session that we've borrowed about $156 million from the federal government to meet our unemployment obligations, and that number is going up by about $10 million a week. The cooler temperatures have brought the deadly second wave of the pandemic that experts predicted last spring. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb warns that we're likely to see 4,000 deaths a day in the United States next month. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has imposed tougher restrictions in response to the increase in infections. That will surely lead to more people losing their jobs and needing assistance. The situation is not sustainable, but it doesn't need to be. Vaccines are being rolled out just as this second wave is taking its toll. The end of this nightmare is in sight. We just need to get through what is expected to be a long and deadly winter. The election of Joe Biden will bring two changes to our nation's effort against this virus. The first will be a unified and consistent message on prevention based on science and research. That's the good news. However, with a Democrat in the White House, Republicans in Congress have predictably rediscovered their distress over budget deficits. It's part of the hypocrisy we've come to expect from both parties each time there's a change in power. It's business as usual, but these are unusual times. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.